from it. Amen. All right, Ephesians 2 and verse 14. Somebody say it's tight. Can somebody say it's tight? But it's right. Amen. Say, if you can take it, you can make it. Can I get that again? If you can take it, you can make it. Amen. I'd rather somebody give me something, amen, that's going to make me strong than give me nothing at all. Give me something that's going to make me strong, amen. When I'm out in a storm by myself, I'll be able to weather that storm. Amen. All right. I'm sure we're there. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Amen. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Now let's turn to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Chapter 4. I like it. I like to see the children. They get their Bibles over there. Amen. Those got theirs over there. The little children and the older children got their Bibles. I like it. Amen. And I heard them singing in here too. Amen. Our young people is our future church. Amen. We be a good example to them. Amen. They will be helpful to, amen, the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Hebrews 4th chapter. Help one another if you're not there. Hebrews 4 and 14. We get ready to read. It says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, he's our great high priest, that is passed into the heavens." He's in heaven. "Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." Let us hold fast our profession. "For we have not," so he's a high priest at first, "but we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." He's a high priest, but he's not such a high priest that he cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That's what they're saying. But was in all points, tempted like as we are. Let's say as we are. We've been tempted right now in many things. Amen? Amen. 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 We can make a list. Each individual can make a list of stuff if they want to. Everybody's tempted with something. Everybody's tried with something. Sometimes we look at it, it's just me going through. No, it's not you going through. There's a lot of people going through. But it's how you go through. Amen. Amen. It says we're tempted at all points as we all are, at all points tempted like as we all are. Yet without sin. Verse 16. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It don't appear like I'm going to be up here long before you, because sometimes I do different things along with preaching the word. God uses me, so that's why I tell everybody, stay focused. So God come in and be gone out of you, be still looking for him. Amen. Amen. It's our subject today is come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Amen. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. We don't have to do like other religions do, and they got to go to sit in a booth somewhere or back and talk to a priest. Amen. I'm so glad I don't have to do that. Amen. Some things you don't want to tell everybody anyway, right? Yeah. Aren't you glad you can come boldly? The Bible said we come boldly. Amen. Without any condemnation. Amen. I don't care if you didn't dot every I, you didn't cross every T the way it was supposed to be crossed. You still can come boldly. Amen. Amen. Ain't no sense you ducking and hiding from the Lord. He already know anyway. Amen. 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 He already know all about you. And if you be crazy, I'll be crazy to sit there and think you can hide anything from the Lord. He's all seeing and he's all knowing. Right. Remember, if he knows the hairs that are number on your head, and he knows the one that had fell out your head too. Yeah. He knows all of them. We can't even count them. Yeah. Amen. So you come boldly. Boldly means I'm come without hesitation. You know, just like children. You know, when they done did something wrong, you know, some children, you know, yeah, their parents know you did it. Say, I know you did it. Because you bad anyway. I know you did it. And that person ain't going to flex none. You know, sometimes they have the devil in them. They ain't going to flex none. Yeah, I did it. They don't just say it. They look like you. Like, you're going to get a really a whooping. You know you did it. But what about the ones that did little stuff and had the hands? Sneaky. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen? You got sneaky kids. You got sneaky adults. We can't hide nothing from God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Since you're trying to hide nothing from God. You can't hide nothing from Lord. And just like they say, you can fool some people sometime, but you can't even fool all the people all the time. Because God got all seeing, all knowing. Amen? And the Lord will let somebody know what you did. Somebody give God the praise when you're being sneaky. Now, you ain't been sneaky, God have mercy. Being sneaky now, being real. Being real, God ain't going to expose you like that. But if he said he that cover his sins should not prosper. You won't prosper. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. But saying we have, let me go back to this one, the first one, about the pulling down the wall of petition. Amen? We don't have to go through a priest. We don't have to go, amen, amen. We don't have to bring no bulls and goats and none of that. Amen. Amen. For our remission of sin, we can just go boldly to the throne. The Lord has torn down that middle wall of petition, whatever that middle wall of petition may be that you feel like you got to go through. Amen. Yeah, you don't have to go through no Jew, no Greek. We all are one in God's eyesight. Amen. No male or female. Amen. I can't go for the Lord because they said women ought to be quiet. They ought to, well, you are lying devil. Because I can go boldly just like you can bend down boldly to the throne of grace. That middle wall, whether it be Jew, bond, Jews, free, whatever, God, we can go boldly to the throne of grace. Go straight to God. Somebody ought to get happy about that. Because he made that happen for you. And we serve a God that can serve you and serve the whole nation all at the same time. Ain't that powerful? That's powerful. Amen. You can't comprehend it. Don't even try to comprehend it. Blow your mind. Just know that he's a good God. Just know that you can go boldly to him. You know, and that's why we stay. If we don't watch it, we'll stay bound. Because when we do something that we know that's not pleasing to the Lord, or we didn't know it was pleasing, or that we didn't know it was wrong, or we didn't know it was wrong, we're afraid the devil try to hem you in a box, say, you better not. God don't hear your prayer. Amen? God don't hear your prayer. God, you know, tell you God's not going to move on your behalf. God's upset with you. The Bible says the devil is accuser of the brother. He's going to always accuse your mind and always going to go to God and tell God things about you. He's going to always go to you and tell you God's not going to move on your behalf. Right. But when you know what the word of God says, you're free. Amen. The word of God frees you. Because even if you made a mistake or made a blunder, you can keep crying out to the Lord and he'll let you know he's there. Amen. When the devil tells you he's not there, he'll let you know he's there. Now, the thing about the Lord, he don't want us to just ride that as a hobby horse. Just keep on doing the same thing. You know it's wrong, but you just say, well, I'm going to go back to God because I know that he's going to take care of it. Amen? On purpose. It's one thing. Some things we may go through in life may feel like it's out of our control. Can I get some help in here? Amen. May feel like it's actually out of your control, and you don't mean no harm. Before you know it, here I am again, Lord. I need some help again. Lord, I made a mistake again. Lord, I come short of your glory again. And some things just need to be fixed in our life. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Some things just need to be fixed in our life. So because God remembers our frame. He said his mercies are new every day. He has compassion on us. And great is thy faithfulness because he remember our frame. But with some things, you can help. There's some things you can't help because you just need them worked out. Amen. But there's some things that, glory to God, that you can't do nothing about, that God will be merciful. His grace will be sufficient for you. Amen. Glory to God. His strength will be made perfect in your weakness. Amen. And you just got to know what the word of God has to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul began to cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. About a situation. What he felt like. He said he had a thorn in his flesh. Amen. It didn't express all what the thorn was, but anything can be. A thorn is something that afflicts you, that agitates you. Seem like you can't seem to get through it. Seem like you can't seem to get over the hump. Hete the boba sede boko raba kasia. It's sede boko sha. And you just keep on crying out to God about that same thing. Just keep crying out to God about that same thing. And it seemed like it won't move. Seemed like it did. It won't get through. And God just allowed that thing to be there. And God just tell you, I got you. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is being made perfect in your weakness. It's going to be all right. Lord, but you know what God is doing through all? He's just strengthening you. He's just building character in you. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. That of all my sake. Some things he do not move. So you can get through it and become stronger. Amen. Some things in our life that we go through, glory to God. We want God to move. Glory to God. God might move something, but some things he may not move because he's going to let you see what you're going to do. Or you're going to run off from the Lord. Or you're going to keep walking with God. Yes. Somebody give God the praise. If you make that decision, I'm going to keep walking with God. Glory to God. That situation won't be a problem for you no more. I said it won't be a problem for you no more. Yes. Somebody give God the praise. So he tore down that wall of petition. One day I was praying on my bike. Lord God, I pray on my bike a lot. And in case people don't know, I don't ride on the bike down the street praying on. It's my stationary bike. Amen. How better they be, Josiah. Hallelujah. I pray on my bike. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, Lord, I'm so glad that I could come boldly to the throne, the grace. Glory to God. In my form, hallelujah, my wall closing. Nobody in the way. Nobody in my business. I can come boldly to the throne of grace and tell you about everything. Glory to God. God is concerned about every big thing in your life. God is concerned about every little thing in your life. God is just concerned about you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
So glad he tore down that middle wall of petition. I'm so glad that I know better, that I don't have to go and tell a priest, a so-called priest, or somebody might sipping wine on the other side about my business. Because while they behind that wall, you don't know if they taking them a drink they self. Somebody you got to praise. Amen. Glory to God. We think it's all good. We can't wait to run and tell people our business. We have to learn by now. You don't want to do that. My God, you don't want to do that. They have you on Facebook, Little Book, and all other kind of books. Amen. Instagram, amen. They've been put your business out. Yep. Amen. Then later on, after you tell all your business, you offended the folks. You should be. You don't know who. You don't know the enemies you done fed all your business to. Amen. Some things you don't tell. But you can tell God everything. Amen. Amen. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. We have that privilege. The Bible said, glory to God. Amen. We have to believe that God heareth us. It said, this is a confidence that we have. If we believe that God hear us, hear our prayers. Amen. 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 And it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. He's a great high priest. Amen. That is passed into the heavens. Some say, where is Jesus? In the heavens. Amen. Sitting on the right hand of the Father. Making intercessions for you. Yes. Making intercessions for me. Amen. Pleading my case for me. Yes. Pleading your case for you. When you need a little help or something, he's saying, help this person. Help that person. Help. 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 Sometimes you might even pray prayers yourself, and you praying, and that comes out of your mouth. Help, Lord. Spirit praying through you. That's Spirit praying through you. Saying, Lord, help you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. Let us hold fast to our calling, our vocation, our occupation. In other words, the Lord tells us that occupy until I come. When God saves you, he wants you to be busy, occupy till he come. The older people used to say the idle minds of devil worship, and I truly believe that. You sit around, do nothing all day, you sit there with your idle mind, it's not good for no one to have an idle mind.
Amen.
Amen. But this there with nothing going through it but your five senses. You like a dumbbell or something. Nothing. Not the best expression, but that's there it is. Amen. They're sitting there, that's like a wall, a boom, nothing there. You need to have some knowledge running through your head. You need to be busy in your mind. You need to be busy, amen, because the devil will fill your mind with junk. Amen. That's why I say the idle mind is the devil workshop. He will set up a workshop in your head. Amen. It's not good for nobody to not do anything. Especially, you want to be productive in the things you do. Sometimes we can do so many things that we be wore out mentally, wore out physically, and just wore out. Of course, that's not good either. Because we got to give, got to make, keep a balance in there. Amen. It's like yesterday, I was out yesterday. I wasn't doing a whole lot, but since I was out, I hadn't got a chance to get out in a while. This kind of was nice. I just walked here and walked there. Just kind of, just sometimes you have to unwind. Amen. I wasn't even planning to do all what I did, but it really was good for me. But I just, at the end of the day, I just kind of made my grocery shopping just a little last minute. And when I got in there, I was like really tired. I might stay out a little bit longer than I should, but that wanted to, but it's good to let your mind go unwind from tasks and routines. Amen. Sometimes tasks and routines will wear you out. Amen. Amen. It'll steal your joy too. Because you be so caught up in all this that I got to do, and I got to do all this and all that. Is you be squeezed with all that stuff. It's good sometimes to unwind. Do some fun things. Do some entertainment things. Amen. So you won't be on edge all the time. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. I'm learning that too. As the Lord continue to help me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It says, seeing then that we have a high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession, our occupation, our calling. God has called you. Many are called, but few are chosen. But God's called you. Amen. You would not be saved today. I would not be saved today if God hadn't chosen you. Remember, you didn't choose him. He chose you. And called you, amen, that you will go forth and bring forth fruit. It's not so much about your calling. God has called you that you can be an example so you can help others, amen. You need to be concerned about your family members being saved. Amen. You can't make them be saved. You can't make them come to church. No, you can't. Or you have to be concerned about somebody else's salvation than your own. That's not good. Amen. The pastor is not supposed to be the one to go to get the people to bring them to church. The members are. The pastor, they sort of bring him. That's what God, he could have left me on the road and say, you just evangelize. That means you go to people here and there. But if he sits you still, he sits you still because he wants you to put something in people. But you got to bring people in and put that they somebody, the church will be filled that you put them in. Do you put something down in them? Amen. You don't look for the pastor to do that. Which I thank God, God does use, he can use pastors too. Because when I first got saved, I knew my parents were saved, and I knew about being saved, but I wasn't saved. But I know I had a friend. She invited me to a revival service one night, and before I left out the door, my former pastor, God used him. He said, "I see you came tonight." He said, "Come, won't you come back that Sunday morning?" And I thought to myself, at the time I didn't go to church hardly at all, so I'm thinking like, one day is good, 2 days straight in a row. I'm like, I don't know about that. You know, in my mind, but because of him taking the courtesy out and the time out to invite me back to church, the Lord just took that little bit what he asked me and started working with it. And I know I was back the next day and got the Holy Ghost the next day. Amen. Amen. He just needs somebody to work. A lot of times we're so caught up in what we're doing and our problem, we can't see to help nobody else to be saved. Amen. We need to be able to reach out to other people. It's not about, we don't come to church and just look, one day, oh Lord, going to fill the house one day. Well, if it depends on you, it won't get filled. What are you doing contributing to? Are you inviting people? Is your light shining bright enough where people are asking you what church you go to? What's going on? What's up with that? Amen. Even if you don't go to people have to look and see what church you go to. I'm coming to you, even if they tell you a lie. They tell you, they noticing something about you. I'm going to come visit your church one day. Yeah. Amen. You ought to once in a while not wait till they have some special event. You ought to be inviting people. Inviting me and family members. I got some family members. One son is saved, one is not saved. I don't ask him all the time anything, but I'm constantly praying for him. Amen. You pray and then you reach out for others. God uses me to reach out to others. That's how I come in contact with Sister Anna. Amen. God bought Sister Anna this way. But he still had a vessel that he had to use. Amen? Amen. So we need to be bringing people. And people, I tell you something about even a lot of the time, maybe not all the time, it depends on how your life is before people. People usually stick with it, or they might not. If you're not stable, they may not stick with it, because you ain't been no example for them to be stable. You ought not want your children to go to hell, or your family members to go to hell. Amen. That's not good. You want to be concerned about their whole entire welfare. You don't want to be concerned about this over here, but you have some people. I asked, how's your son doing? I'm talking about my oldest son. I said, he's doing fine. I said, but he needs the Lord. Ain't no way that your children could be doing so good without God in their life. You saying they doing so good, but they don't even consider God at all. I can't get no help in here. Amen. Amen. They doing good, but they need God in their life. If you got God in your life, why you don't want God in their life? Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. It said, amen. We come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. And it said, glory to God. Let us, sorry about that. Get back here. Skip my. It says, seeing then that we have a great priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a priest which cannot. He's a high priest, but he's also a priest that cannot, that cannot be touched with our feelings of our from. He, in other words, he have, we have a, have, say, for we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. That means that he is touched with everything that concerns you. God is touched with the feeling of your infirmities, of your weakness and your frailties. Amen. Infirmities is weakness and frailties and afflictions and shortcomings. Amen. We all have shortcomings. We might not have the same shortcoming, but we got them. I don't care if you're a bishop. I don't care if you're a mayor. I don't care what position you hold. You got shortcomings. Amen. Because we're human. Amen. Have shortcomings. It said, again, with that latter clause again, it says, we have not. Can somebody say not? Yes. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He can be touched with your frailties. He can be touched with my frailties. He can be touched with your shortcomings. He can be touched with your weakness. He can be touched with your affliction. He can be touched. If he can't be touched, we don't have no other help. Amen. The devil sure ain't going to help you. A person can't help you. So God's the only one can help you. Amen. With those shortcomings. And the thing about it, he will not go and blab it out and tell your shortcomings. He'll just help you. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the Bible speaks about us being wise. Don't be wise in our own eyesight. And don't, amen, don't be found having our own righteousness. Some people have their own righteousness and they serve God the way they think is right. I don't drink. Well, I don't smoke. I think I'm doing pretty good. You don't judge yourself by yourself.
Amen.
You judge yourself by what the Word of God says.
Because
if you know more than God, then, you know, maybe you'd feel like you don't need him. There's nobody that know more than God.
Amen.
And God said, don't be found having your own righteousness, but have the righteousness of God. Amen. God be out there. If God can't never check you, he can't never correct you, you don't never miss it and miss a beat, then you need to check and see if you're in the faith. Because you're going to miss some beats. And amen. You're going to have some shortcomings.
Amen.
I believe sometimes the things that we fall short in, we struggle with, are the very things sometimes that actually keeps you praying. Actually keeps me praying. Actually keeps you reaching out to God. Because if you feel like you crossed every T and dot every I, you feel like, what's the use of praying to God? I'm good with everything. So the very thing that you struggle through is that the very thing that's going to help you to stay with God and come through it. God going to bring you through it too.
Amen.
If you don't quit, he won't quit.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
It said, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points. That word all means completely entire. That means he was tempted in all points. Wait, somebody said, well, I'm taking out this, take out. Don't take out nothing. Don't add to the word. Don't take out the word. If it's all means all.
Amen.
Entire. You read it, look it up in dictionary. All means everything. Entire. It didn't say he fell into sin, it said he was tempted at all points. Somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
I believe Jesus Christ was a man, the Son of God, but he was a man too. He was able to be touched without feeling afraid. He had eyes like you had eyes. I'm sure he can look. I ain't saying he looked up on a woman and lusted her. He can see women, see different things just like you could. So there's no temptation that's uncommon to man. Amen. So somebody say, well, you know, this, you just don't know how bad it is for me. Somebody else that went through that, still going through that right now.
Amen.
There's no temptation that's uncommon to man.
That's right.
But with the temptation, God make a way of escape that we'll be able. There's no temptation that you ever been through that nobody in this earth has never been through. We all have been tried some kind of way.
Amen.
Amen. And yet been tried. Say, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are. So he can identify. When somebody's been through something you already been through, you can help them better. But they haven't been through what you went through. You can't seem to help them. They already been there. They already know what it is not to have. They already know what it is to struggle, amen, and wait on the Lord for a companion. These people can't help you if they ain't been through anything. Somebody's been in a marriage and came out of marriage and maybe they went into another marriage. They can, people got experience. They can say something. People don't have any experience. They don't have nothing to say.
Amen.
And I'm talking about having experience and God bought them out and gave them something to say. I ain't coming.
Right.
There's no bad experience. You don't want nobody bad experience.
Right.
And they can't help you.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't get it right. They went through, but they didn't get on the other side and get it right. Amen.
Amen.
It said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace. God wants us to come boldly, no matter what your situation may be, no matter what you're going through. God is there for you to talk to. Boldly means I'm coming boldly. I'm not hesitating. I'm not fearful. I'm confident that I can talk to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy or compassion. Or mercy or compassion or forgiveness. Amen. God is a forgiving God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He's the only one can forgive you and you are forgiven. Some people say, I forgive you. And the next time you make them upset, they bring it up. They didn't forgive you for the last time. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. And I don't like to fool with people like that. They get stuck. Amen. They get stuck. Let them get stuck by themselves. You know, sometimes you might not have a problem with people, but they may have a problem with you. So who's the problem? They are. Amen. You can't let nobody take you there back and forth either.
Amen.
And this time in my life, I just don't have spiritual. Y'all hear me say that all the time, but I'm not playing. I guess maybe it's come along with age or something. I don't have time to play games with people.
Amen.
I really don't. I don't mean, I talk to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't have time to play games with this person, that, but I don't have time for that. And if you want me to be more patient, you have to help me, strengthen me, be more patient. Because right there, they out. You out. I'm just being real. Because I don't have time. I don't have spiritual energy, a mental energy, or physical energy. When you're doing things like this, it takes a lot of your energy to keep focused up. You don't have time to play with little ping pong games with people. I don't have time. I'm not a child. I don't have time to play with people. We're not playing games. Amen? You can't let people play games with you either. You got to get a hold of the situation and say, are you trying to play games with me? This is not working. Amen? Some people like me not. Like me, forget all that.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. Forget all that. Can't even let these people out here talking about trying to flirt with you and stuff. You can't let them play games. It causes your soul to go to hell.
Amen.
You're not the one for me, so it's all done and over with. I speak to you, but you're not the one for me. Okay, you got to know that you can't be so caught up. He says I'm cute. Oh, da, 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 da. And he dragging you out, or she dragging you out mentally, dragging you out, and you ain't going nowhere. It'd be like the child. Can you come out and play? No, I can't come out and play. Want to play? You not my playmate, so I don't need to play with you, because you're gonna drag me into hell.
Right.
Somebody give God the praise. I'm not telling the truth. You know, this flesh want to play. Oh, yeah, the flesh want to play. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing to me now. The flesh want to play. Tit for tat. You know, I want to play. I want to flirt too. I can flirt too. Yeah, we both can flirt. But why are you going to let somebody like that drag you into hell? Because they really ain't after you. They just really, it's a devil in them. And then when they get past whatever they trying to get, then they going to walk off and leave you like they ain't never seen you before. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
They're going to walk off and like they ain't never they this, that devil in them just keep pulling it till they mess you up. So first thing, you got to cut the grounds. Like, are you for me? You are not for me. Somebody say, how you doing that? Because are we striving for the same thing? Are we talking to the same God? Amen? So I'm not going to let you play games and play with my mind, play with my emotions. And you play with the mind, play with the emotions, then after a while, you're going to play with the body. You know, I'm going to be graphing here. I'm being real. Tell people like it is. Yeah, and you know, in your mind, you know, I'm just being real, because emotions get real worked up. Amen. So you know, even the children, we got beautiful young men and young women. You got predators out here. You got crazy people out here. Mess them up, then kill them. There's been a lot of young women burning them to the ground and everything. They're evil people get a hold of these women. And you never, I don't know what happened to that incident with the two girls walking on the trail. They probably been walking on it for a while. Somebody been watching. Don't seclude yourself off in the areas that you shouldn't be.
Amen.
Be obedient to your parents.
Amen.
Listen to them.
Because
the devil got somebody out here for you.
Amen.
Amen. It was an incident that happened to me. I just thought about that a few minutes ago. I was getting out of my car, and I heard somebody way far away, and they said, "Hey, hey!" And I thought to myself, I ain't turn around too quick than myself. Ain't nobody out here but me. I turn around, "Hey!" It kind of vexed me. I'm thinking about who they hollering "Hey" too. You know, I thought to myself, they must be talking to me because they kept on saying, because I wouldn't turn around. "Hey," they still not get my attention. It's a little older. Caucasian lady, she I think she's homeless or something. She goes to the lady's house next door. The lady next door to my house keep a lot of homeless people. Don't ask me why. But she keep a lot of people that she shouldn't have in there. But anyway, but before I knew who she was, I was just coming out of my house, and I was just trying to get ready to go to the car, and my mind, you know, wasn't on nothing like that. So I'm thinking to myself, whoever it is, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Don't be haying me, I thought to myself. Don't come near me, I thought to myself. I bind every spirit. I'm trying to take my trash out. I ain't got time for the devil. Nobody sneaking up on me. And I don't know who you are, how far you going to come. Get down here, try to do. And it's kind of funny. Because I was like, somebody said, what? But I said, because nowadays you just can't play with people. I'm up here by myself. I don't know who you are. I can't see you far. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you trying to run up on me or what. I don't know. I'm not running today. And I don't know. I got this trash in my hand. I'm going to put it in my trash can. And I don't feel like walking too fast today. It's one of them days I got with dragons. So I said, I just bind every spirit. And shut up, devil. I said to myself, shut up, devil. I didn't say it real loud, but I said, shut up and don't say nothing else. Jesus' name. The lady, when I seen her, I seen her for her, she was like, she say nothing else. She waited me. I said, "Oh, that was this lady." I said myself, "I don't want." But I'm glad that I did that, because one time I was a long time ago. I know she meant well, but I didn't like the idea. She just violated me, getting too close to me. Because she said, "You just a nice lady." She just kissed me on the side of the jaw. I thought to myself, "Oh Lord Jesus." Oh, it's too close. Now, I said, so that was that same lady. I'm saying, woo, I probably stopped her through that prayer. She probably was on the way. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't have time for things like that, amen, for a lot, using a lot of energy, you can use a lot of mental energy with people when they just gabbing, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing. You can use a lot of energy with them. You be tired of your problem, you be tired of their problem and everything else. You just, it's no time to be getting into it with people, or people got something, they having a problem with you or whatever. Let them have, that's their problem. As long as you know you all right with them. You ain't doing this. Don't be trying to satisfy all these people. Still, you're going to never satisfy everybody. You end up hurt still. Amen. Amen. kind of got away from that a little bit, but still, amen, that's part of it, amen. We could still, going back to coming boldly to the throne, we're done anyway with that, but boldly to the throne of grace, that we may find grace and mercy in a time of need. And the Lord, like I said, he's the only one that you can go to. You can, amen, you can just sit right in a chair or stand right up, amen. The only thing he requires out of you and me is to be in your heart, amen, is reaching out to him from an earnest heart. Amen. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God hear your prayer when it's earnest, coming from your heart. If you're sitting there talking to the Lord with your lips and your heart are far from it, there's nothing happening, amen. You're not going to see nothing resolved for that. But if you talk to God in sincerity of heart, you're coming boldly to the throne of God, and God will answer your prayer. And he will intervene and undertake for you. Somebody give God the praise. Does everybody stand to their feet? So you can come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy in a time of need. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody say it's bowed. Father, in the name of Jesus.